Moments of Melody, 5 minutes designed to help you today and help you think beyond today. C.H. Spurgeon wrote the following article. The other evening I was riding home after a heavy day's work. I felt very wearied and sore depressed, when swiftly and suddenly, as a lightning flash, the text came to me, "My grace is sufficient for thee." I reached home and looked it up in the original. At last it came to me in this way, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And I said, "I should think it is, Lord," and burst out laughing. I never fully understood what the holy laughter of Abraham was until then. It seemed to make unbelief so absurd. It was as though some little fish, being very thirsty, was troubled about drinking the river dry. And the Father Thames said, "Drink away, little fish, my stream is sufficient for thee." Or it seemed like a little mouse in the granaries of Egypt, after 7 years of plenty, fearing it might die of famine, and Joseph might say, "Cheer up, little mouse, my granaries are sufficient for thee." Again I imagined a man away up yonder in a lofty mountain saying to himself, "I breathe so many cubic feet of air every year, I fear I shall exhaust the oxygen in the atmosphere." But the earth might say, "Breathe away, O man, and fill thy lungs ever. My atmosphere is sufficient for thee." Be great believers. Little faith will bring your souls to heaven, but great faith will bring heaven to your souls. Today we're reading from the book of Romans. Who then can ever keep away Christ's love from us? When we have trouble or calamity, when we're hunted down or destroyed, it's because He doesn't love us anymore. And if we're hungry or penniless or in danger or threatened with death, has God deserted us? I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from His love. Death can't, and life can't. The angels won't, and all the powers of hell itself can't keep God's love away. Our fears for today are worries about tomorrow, or where we are, high above the sky, or in the deepest ocean. Nothing can ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. A traveler crossed a frozen stream in trembling fear one day. Later a teamster drove across and whistled all the way. Great faith and little faith alike were granted safe convoy, but one had pangs of needless fear, the other all the joy.